From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. More restrictive U.S. immigration policies are drawing some strong reaction. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security has outlined policies that could result in the deportation of millions of undocumented immigrants. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly released the guidelines Tuesday, specifying how his department will carry out a pair of executive orders President Trump issued last month. Under the previous administration of President Obama, the focus on deporting people who entered the country illegally was on those who committed serious crimes. Kelly has rescinded those policies, saying now that priorities for deportation are people who were convicted or charged with any crime, have committed acts that constitute a chargeable offense, abused the program to get public aid, or in the judgment of an immigration officer pose a public safety or national security threat. All of that was further explained by White House spokesman Sean Spicer.
For so long, the people at ICE and CBP had their hands cuffed behind them, and when they were going to deal with the mission of their job, the last administration had so many carve-outs for who could be and who couldn't be adjudicated that it made it very difficult for the customs and enforcement people to do their job and enforce the laws of this country. But right now, what we've done is to make sure that they have the ability and the guidance and the resources to do what their mission is.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Bob Goodlatte, a Republican, praised what he called the end of the Obama administration's disastrous policies. The American Civil Liberties Union criticized those new policies, saying it is ready to fight. Find out more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Trump is dismissing protests that have broken out against his plan to dismantle national health care reforms that marked former President Obama's signature legislative achievement. Trump, in a comment on his Twitter account late Tuesday, said the so-called angry crowds in home districts of some Republicans are actually, in numerous cases, planned out by liberal activists. Sad, he said. During the current week-long congressional recess, numerous Republican lawmakers facing voters at town hall gatherings in their home state districts have been greeted with vocal protest against their years-long effort to scuttle the Affordable Care Act, popularly known as Obamacare. A leading rights group is warning that the global fallout of toxic and divisive rhetoric and growing public indifference of atrocities. Lisa Bryan in Paris has more on Amnesty International's latest annual report.
The report covers rights abuses in 2016, ranging from government efforts to stifle free expression in countries like Ethiopia, Bangladesh, and Russia, to brutal attacks on civilians in places like Syria, Yemen, and Sudan. Just as chilling, Amnesty International Secretary General Salih Shetty says, is a dehumanizing us versus them rhetoric by politicians ranging from the heads of Hungary and Turkey to U.S. President Donald Trump.
And at the root of this rhetoric lies a dangerous idea, the idea that some people are less human than others.
He says similar actions have taken place in Nigeria, Zimbabwe, and South Africa. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
The Malaysian police Wednesday said they want to question three new North Korean suspects, including a North Korean diplomat, in connection with the apparent assassination last week of Kim Jong-nam, the older half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Here's Police Chief Khalid Abubakar.
They happen to be one attached to the North Korean embassy, and the other one a staff of North Korean airline. So we have written to the embassy, we have requested the embassy, North Korean embassy, to allow us to interview both of them.
He said police will compel them to cooperate if they do not come in voluntarily. Police have also asked Pyongyang to return four other North Korean suspects who are believed to have fled Malaysia to Pyongyang. A court in South Africa rules against the government plan to withdraw from the International Criminal Court. I'm Ira Melman reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.